everyone, and welcome to episode 55 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. And I am Bobby Dooley, and Steve is here, and we're back with you after a little bit of a layoff. But, you know, we got a little bit busy planning for our Wintertacular, and we also got a little bit busy joining Phil Hendry on stage at the Eureka Theater, Steve.
Yeah, that doesn't sound in the San Francisco.
Yes, it was. And that was exciting. And really, a lot of people were just a little bit what you want to call, I don't know, Steve.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit, you know, having a cow.
Yeah, they had a cow.
And I don't want to sound like Matthew McConaughey from
Home Alone is what it is.
Or was he in Uncle Buck, I think, when he said, don't have a bone, or don't have a boner?
Don't have a cow, what he said there.
By the way, Steve, why don't you step up a little bit closer, honey? A lot of you were hearing Steve. He's very... And Rick Wiffner, could we... What do you call it? Pot the music down?
Mm-hmm.
Pot the music down. Steve, I asked Steve to back away from the microphone a little bit because in recent shows, as you know, we've had a little bit of an issue with Steve not butting in, but being too present, I think, in the overall podcast that we do. And so, Steve, if you don't mind, back off, but don't back so far off that Rick Wiffner keeps going, I can't hear. You know how he points to his ears?
Rick, what'd you point to your ear for? Because, yeah, okay.
That's why he's pointing to his ears, because he can't hear. Do you think he's...
I thought I had an earache or had an ear and an ear infection.
No, it's not an ear infection, is it? Is it, Rick?
No.
Okay, it's because he's asking you to speak louder because he can't hear you. Anywho, welcome to the Bobby Dooley Podcast. Well, all of the planning has been completed for the Wintertangular, and that's going to be coming up this coming weekend. The 1, 2, 3 is a 6 plus 2. The 6th. Well, on the 5th, we'll have our normal meet and greet. We'll have the Ice Queen dance, which is always led off by myself, Mommy Dooley, and of course our snowflake, who is the snowflake in residence, and that is Steve. I had some email that I wasn't sure how to interpret. It sounded to me like the people were being, you know, sarcasm and everything.
Well, what were they doing?
Well, they said, oh, Steve's the snowflake in residence, huh? That sounds great, huh? Ha ha, wink, wink. And when people go ha ha, wink, wink, it usually means that they're...
Oh, yeah, they're being sarcastic and everything.
Well, take it easy, Steve. Don't have a cow, as we, you know, as we're saying, you know, Rick Wimpner. You know, don't have a cow. No, I think a lot of them... What's that? Okay, can you cut? Am I making too much noise? I'm banging the chair. Would you not say that? Just don't say that I'm banging the chair. I think you understand why, Rick Wiffner. Yeah, I think you understand why, Rick Wiffner.
Hey, Wiffner, don't say my wife's banging a chair. God, wow. You saying she's hunching a chair? Huh?
Take it easy, Rick, because you know Steve gets... He starts to blubber.
I don't know what's wrong with that, Mom.
I can't hear you. Would you come out, please?
I said, is he turning pussy?
Are you?
No, I just don't know about you saying my wife banging a chair.
Rick Wiffner is sometimes difficult to hear, so, all right, let's get back to the regular blowcast. 3, 2, 4, however you do it, go. Oh, yeah, I've got to run at it and pick it up. Okay, 4, 4, 2, 1, go. So, yeah, and then my leg was caught under the wheels of the train. So, the Wintertacular, I think, has gone swimmingly. And so, Steve is the snowflake in residence. And a lot of people have sent emails saying, oh, ha, ha, and are you the Ice Queen? And I'm thinking, what are they getting at? You know, Steve?
Yeah, and then, I'm sure they think you're the Ice Queen on account of, well, better not say.
No, please don't, but I think we understand what some of the hate mail. You know, as a lot of the Kardashians say, haters gonna hate.
Yeah, haters gonna hate.
You know, haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, haters gonna hate. Okay, let's get to the business at hand. Today, as we are recording this Blowncast, we are looking back on the last 24 hours, in which was, my understanding, one of the worst Super Bowls that not never has been played. It was the Super Bowl of the Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. And according to the record book, it was one of the worstest that has ever been played. Steve Dooley, my husband.
Yeah. The last one that was as bad was the San Francisco Niners, and they beat the same Denver Broncos, only this time they beat them way worse, 55 to 10.
Yeah, that was a 45-point win.
A 45-point win. And this last one was 43-9, I think, minus 8, 35.
Well, that's bad. But does that put it in one of the top worst ones of all time? Rick Wiffner, you have the record book, right? Okay, Rick says it's not close to one of the worst of all time, but we can look at the record book and certainly make it, you know, look at the record book. Seattle Seahawks win Super Bowl 24, 43-8. That would make it 35, and that would make it the what, Steve?
The fourth.
Oh my God, you lisped. Oh God, you better cut that out, Rick Wiffner. He says there's nothing he can do about it.
Hey, Wiffner, you better do it what you're told.
Yeah, you talking to me?
Sorry.
He said he'll do the best he can. But it was like the 5th or the 5th, the 6th. I can't say it. It's the 6th that's the worst. Rick Wiffner, fix my voice so it says 6th good, okay? So, and anyway, it just so happens that I was alternating with Kathleen Richter Jerome. She has her and her husband, her and her ex-husband, and now her and her boyfriend, have probably the widest of the wide screens in Western States. It's huge, and it's a smart TV. And Steve really got off a good line. What'd you say, Steve?
Yeah, she got the widest TV to go along with the widest butt.
The widest TV to go along with the widest butt. Oh, my God. That was hysterical. So, but I'm only kidding, honey. I know you're listening, Susan, or I forget your name, but you know, well, she's lined up for Circle of Taste, so I should have her name. But anyway, we alternate. Last year, it was the 49ers. It was the San Franciscos, I know, against the Ravens, right?
Yeah, and the Ravens won.
Yeah, and the Ravens won. So this year, it was the Seattles against the Broncos, and the
Seattle's won.
And the Seattle's won. And so, but guess what? We had the Super Bowl party at our house. I made my 7-layer dip. And that biker guy that hangs out with Kathleen Bouchard Monroe. You know that biker guy?
Yeah, I think guy's name is Bosco or Teddy or something.
Bosco? Is that his name?
I think it's Teddy Bosco.
Well, I was trying to maneuver around him again. And he was there in his jeans and, you know, looking all, you know, whatever.
Oh, my God, you're saying he was hot and stuff?
No, Steve, I wasn't saying that, but I think he was attracted to me because as I was trying to get around him, there was a bulge.
A what?
There was a big bulge in his pants, Steve.
Oh.
So I'm trying to get around it, and I fell backward, and I didn't so much fall into the 7-layer dip as I lost my balance, and I had no choice. I had to just gracefully sit in the dip. Otherwise, I was going to fall. So I thought, well, I might as well look graceful.
Yeah, well, that's good thinking, honey. And she sat down on in a dip.
I sat into the dip. And Steve got napkins. Thank you, honey. I was trying to wipe dip away from areas, really, of my bottom. That was a little private.
Well, I was trying to get up into the... God, I'm your husband. Ain't I allowed?
Steve, would you stop, please?
I'm not even allowed.
would you stop, please? Go sit over with Gene Abercrombie, please.
Oh, wow. Now I can't even sit with you? Ow!
Go sit over there. Anyway, this biker, Terry Bosco, he had a big package, and I was trying to get around it. Well, he knocked me off my balance, and I sat in the dip, and I looked up at him, and I smiled, and Steve came over with the napkins, and all Terry did was he gently led me by the hand out to the garage where his bike was, sat me on the back of his bike, dip all over my behind, and we took off and went and had a beer. And Steve thought that I was out in the garage getting some, you know, I was talking to the girls, but we actually... Okay, Steve, come on.
What?
Come on, it's okay. It's all right. I changed my mind. So anyway...
Well, all I know is when you came back from the garage, your bottom was wiped clean.
Yes, it was. Everything was wiped. I mean, the bottom... Yes, it was, Steve. So don't worry about any of that. Whatever you do, Steve.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Knudsen's.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on the Sideshow Network.
Big sis.
God, man. Came back and your butt's wiped clean.